Hey, it's Bill Simmons. We're not just reacting to the NBA playoffs on my podcast. We're also doing it on the Ringer NBA show and the Mismatch podcast. They are coming after some of these NBA playoff games. Check it out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights on the Ringer Podcast Network.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and FanDuel is the best place to get in on the action. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Quick Bets, which are back and better than ever for the NBA playoffs on FanDuel. Find what you're looking for faster and easier with more props right at your fingertips. You can check out live bets like three-minute markets and exclusive live bets like quarter player props, player assist combos, and more. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus, and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Happy Friday, one and all. It's Ringer Gambling. Joe House, John Jastrzemski, and we're welcoming in a new member to the team. He's a great guy. He's been with us on a couple of these shows. I love this tweet, House, but he had to tag stupid Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, Raheem Palmer. Welcome, but what are you doing, bro?
Look, I just felt like it was appropriate. We all know the Podfather is a big Boston Celtics fan, so you do associate the Ringer with the Boston Celtics. So I had to, you know, pay homage. I am a Sixers fan, and we got a little Atlantic division rivalry going on between our company. John, I know you're a Knicks fan. House, I know you're a Wizards fan. You're not in the Atlantic division. So, but Eastern Conference-wise, we all got a rivalry. But I wanted to pay homage to the Podfather.
JJ, this is my first time on with RP, so I got to show a little enthusiasm. RP, are you with me?
Look at this.
Here's the thing, JJ, why I could roll with the big three, because amongst this big three right here, I'm the tallest of all three of us. So I'm good with any big three where I'm the tallest.
Wow. Okay.
House. Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's right.
No
I'm
wonder
the KG.
Why House is hitting those 300-yard drives. He's got a lot more talk than I thought, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, We got to have something to talk about because this game that we
oh
have
my god
in front
let
of
me
us,
oh, I'm glad that you brought this up. All right, fellas, so let's just state this. I want it out in the open. I know everybody is all in on the NBA, and we've been doing NBA pods here, House and I, since February. These games have sucked. Let's just get that out of the way now. And I'm not just salty, and I'm not just bitter because I've lost a lot of money on these conference finals. The games have been awful. Can we get one game that's like decided in the final 2 minutes, for goodness sakes?
I don't think it's going to be tonight. JJ, this is the very rare instance where I'm actually rooting for less basketball. This is it never happens in my life.
I don't want to see any more of this series. I'm with you.
That's right. Right.
I thought the Heat would show up in game five. I was right for 2.5 quarters. Then they completely ran out of gas. They just don't have the healthy bodies. That line at 8.5 tonight. Explain this to me. How is public money coming in on Miami based upon what, dude?
I mean, at some point, there's got to be some resistance in the market. It is a market at the end of the day. But, I mean, like you said, the Miami Heat are basically building a hospital right now. So I just can't be the one who's going to play Miami in this spot.
Yeah, Raheem, let me ask you, we're now on 17 or is it 18 games where every single outcome has been in the double digits, right? I mean, we haven't had a game that's finished closer than 10 points in 17 or 18 games. And,
we're looking at 19 right now.
19.
And the crazy thing is there's been seven total clutch time minutes in the last 19 playoff games.
Yeah, I knew you would have that stat handy. And yet here I am looking at the number. It's not double digits. And I'm also looking at the total. Once again, it's above 200 between these two teams that are playing out of hospital beds. And I'm going to lay the number and I'm going to play the under. Like, what's the counter argument to that kind of approach? And I'm acknowledging how square that is.
Look, I can't even give you a counter argument to that approach right now, just because, like we said before, the Miami Heat just don't have the bodies. Like, Kyle Lowry is what I call Larry Holmes status right now, flabby and sick. I mean, he's looking like Larry Holmes in the Tyson fight at this point. And Jimmy Butler, I mean, he's been great through the first couple games of the series, but then he had his knee injury. And then Tyler Herro, we don't even know if he's playing with his groin injury. So they just don't have the horses to score. So, and then I personally like the under as well, but I'm going to go first half under, personally. I think the first half under, I mean, these teams have been in a rock fight the whole series. The only guys who really can score are Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So I can't be mad at your approach at all.
What's the thought process there, Raheem, going first half under as opposed to game under?
I mean, when you look at the first halves of these games, look, I mean, Miami is at least in it. Like, you saw the last game. Like, what was it? It was 37 points from the Celtics. So the Miami Heat, they still have an offense. I mean, they still have a defense to where they're going to come out and play tough. But I think with this spread being 9, we could see some garbage time minutes. Like, this could be.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. So I've identified somebody that I'm all over today for player props. And House, I messed up the other day because I was thinking of him and I just didn't have the chutzpah to give him out. We're going to be in on Duncan Robinson points today, guys, because okay. I think he's going to get a good amount of burn. There are going to be opportunities to hit a couple of threes. You mentioned the injury to Jimmy Butler, where he's looking at least to be far more of a facilitator. So we're not going near any overs for points as far as that goes. I think the over for Duncan Robinson points and the over for Duncan Robinson threes, I think it's something we got to consider, guys.
What are the numbers? What are we looking at
here?
Do you
want numbers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm interested in some numbers and some prices.
You're a man of digits. You like me at Chuck's Cafe in Syracuse. That's all we're looking for. Digits, digits, digits. Didn't matter what kind of digits we got. We were taking them. We were running with them. And we didn't get a call back. We didn't get a call back. Okay, so Duncan Robinson today, fellas, who I'm in on. Huh, and they're not offering me Duncan Robinson props. The fuck?
Hey, I had a bunch of.
Me Duncan Robinson so props. FanDuel, you're on my. FanDuel, I love you, but come on.
JJ, you just sold us out. Then you got so excited.
No, so maybe we get some with player threes. No, they're giving me. I don't understand how FanDuel is giving me nothing now with Duncan Robinson. I'm annoyed by this.
Here's the thing. At the time that we're recording this,
yes,
we
still
may have some later in the day.
The thing is, we don't know the status of Tyler Herro.
That's the point. That's right.
You can't put up a prop on Duncan Robinson without having his minutes projections.
Well, if we're talking player props, my MVP for the Celtics through the entirety of these playoffs is Al Horford. And I like Big Al at home. He's sitting there at 10.5. You have to lay a little juice. It's -116 on FanDuel when I saw. Raheem, Big Al at home, he really is the straw that stirs the drink. And he more than anybody gets that crowd going, the leadership role he's been playing. He could have 12 points in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, he can. But I mean, I think the one thing you do want to watch out for is that you are playing an under in this game.
Yes.
So it's like JJ wanted to give out the over for Duncan Robinson. So it's like a lot of this is correlated. So you definitely want to be careful with some of these overs. So you really got to pick your spots on who's the guys who are going to score. But I do agree with you. I think, look, I mean, Horford, what's his player prop right now? 10.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
All right. Well, how about this, though? The rebounds for Horford is at 8.5.
The only thing that scares me, and we lost this on earlier this week with Kevon Looney, where he was averaging double-digit rebounds, and then he played that game 4, and Steve Kerr only had him on the floor for 20 minutes, and he finished one rebound shy of the prop. The only thing that would make me concerned about that over for Big Al in terms of the rebounds would be something happens where they're blowing him out in the third quarter and Big Al's on the bench for the fourth quarter waving the towel for the whole fourth quarter.
I mean, at the very least, maybe we take an adjusted total if we want to do that and maybe throw it in a same game parlay.
I will say, to Raheem's point about taking an over on the total for the game and then trying to play overs on player points, I'm on under for all of the big guys' player points. I'm under Tatum 27.5. I'm under Jaylen Brown 24.5. I'm way under Jimmy Buckets.
So under Butler, too. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Butler the other day didn't want to score because he was his body was incapable. I think he's like, wanted I got to set up my guys.
He wanted to. He just,
well, I mean, he knew he didn't have a shot in the third quarter. He's like, listen, I got to be passing the ball here. It's all only shot.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate right now. I mean, they don't even have any Lowry over-unders up right now. And that's a guy who you basically can kind of just go under like as much as possible. So
that's right. I cast a gigantic, you know, under 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists in game five for Lowry.
Oh, that was stealing money. That 18.5?
I know.
With the way he's been moving around?
Poor
Nicely
guy.
Done, bud.
Poor guy.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. So what do we think? I know that we're all assuming that Boston is going to win this series and they're going to wrap it up tonight. I have not seen a series price yet. I'm sure there's one that's floating out there. I'm going to guess. If you, all right, good. This is good. You guys have seen, great, because I haven't.
Guess.
I am going to say Golden State minus 125.
Exactly. I mean, you're close. We're actually seeing Golden State minus 130, Boston Celtics plus 110.
I will be on the Celtics if that is a series price.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm – see, it bothers me because I can't stand either team.
Actually,
but
we'll just be rooting for the Celtics. We actually just got an update. Matter of fact, no. The prices are still the same. But you can actually get the Celtics plus 140 right now to win the championship before game six.
Yeah.
So because I got to get a win here. I think that might be my move then. If I'm going to bet them in the NBA Finals and I'm going to take them on a series price for the NBA Finals, might as well get a little extra juice.
Well,
why
JJ, let me put it put this to you. Those prices are a little too sharp for me. I like a little bit better to dabble in the MVP market to try and grab some value there. You can get Jason Tatum right now at plus 220 as the finals MVP. So if you believe that Boston's going to win and you're willing to go on that side, why not, you know, try and enhance the return there with Tatum as finals MVP?
I think it's good logic considering he's the best player on the Celtics. But what if we have a series in which, I don't know, Jaylen Brown goes off?
Or your boy
Al Horford has like unbelievable. See, that's my fear with that, House. Yeah, like, yes, sure. It sounds good on the surface. But if you have one of those wacky years...
And it's not even just a wacky year. I think when you look at Jason Tatum right now, he's clearly playing hurt. And if you look at the Eastern Conference Finals right now, like Jason Tatum is minus 220 to win MVP, but Jaylen Brown is right under him at plus 230. He's actually live to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP. So, I mean, you add more games to that mix, anybody can kind of win it from the Celtics. Just based on, you know, the guys being hurt.
It is kind of a mess. They named this thing the Larry Bird Trophy, and here we're going to have to give it out to a Celtic. That feels like some mess right there. I don't know.
Sometimes they got the juice. You know, that lucky leprechaun. Strings, you know.
Well, look, I don't mind your point, JJ, about that finals MVP bet. The one thing I will call to everybody's attention, Al Horford is in that market right now at plus 8,500. And Draymond is plus 1,400. Now, somebody explain to me that enormous discrepancy. Those two guys, to me, are the same guys playing the same role with the same level of importance. I have no idea why in this finals MVP market, 85-1 for Big Al.
I'll tell you why I think there's a variance there. Yeah. I think the reason there's a variance there is because if the Warriors win the MVP, you know they're giving it to one of the sharpshooters, dude. You just know. Yeah. Whereas the Celtics, could I see like their defense and like the presence of Big Al getting some points in the paint? Like there's a variance there.
JJ, you're missing his point because Al Horford is priced at 8,500. Draymond Green is at plus 1,400. So,
hold on a second. Well, I thought it was, I screwed that up for him. I thought it was 14,000. Not for that. That's what happens when I'm waking up in the morning. Draymond is way too old. Oh, House, I get it now. Yeah. I get it. I sound like a total dope.
Draymond
there.
Green is actually fourth behind. No, he's fifth behind Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Klay
Thompson. Good job calling me out on that, Raheem, right away. Because listen, even though at 34 years old, we do have senior moments every now and again. Why is Draymond so low?
I mean, because you got to look at the fact that Draymond is kind of the catalyst for their defense.
Yes.
And well, this is going to be a small ball series.
That's right.
The point the house is making is really a good one because, I mean, they are quite similar players.
That's way too low for Draymond Green. I don't care how great his defense may be in the series. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, one of those sharpshooters is going to decide it for Golden State if they're going to win. And you know they're going to look for every excuse to give the award to Curry because he didn't win the finals MVP in either of the other two series. They'll look for every excuse to give that award to Steph.
Plus 115. No value in that.
No value. I'm not saying there's value, but you know,
yeah.
Like if it's close and it's splitting hairs between two guys, they're going to want Steph on that stage getting that big boy.
I mean, I will say if Golden State wins game one next Thursday night and Steph has even a decent game, that number will be a minus. It'll be, what do you think, Raheem? Minus 130 or something like that? Minus 140?
Probably even higher than that. Because, I mean, they do say that teams who win game one win 70% of the time. So that could go up to the 150 range or something like that, 160s.
Yeah. So value in that respect, but, you know, that's getting that a little ahead of ourselves. And there's probably better ways to find some value in these markets.
All right, gentlemen, we have to put together a same game parlay. It's going to be up on FanDuel. You want to have some fun over the course of the evening, it's going to be a worthwhile investment to ride with the triple threat. So we got to figure out what we're going to do here, House. We had such a good run with these. We actually hit one last Friday, believe it or not.
And
we
it was did on hit one Boston. Last Friday. It was Boston winning. It was.
Oh, no, that was two Fridays ago. We missed out by one. I think it was one stupid Draymond Green assist, so we would have hit the Friday one with the Warriors last week.
You're right about that. That's right. That was the
we
one.
We got a little too cute, though. I think we went for like a five-legger, Raheem. So when you go for a five-legger, you know, you got to.
It was five-leg Friday.
Y'all going for it. Okay, that's how y'all do it? Okay.
Well, not always. It depends on what suits our fancy and what's. We want to make the odds worthwhile. I don't want to give out a parlay. House don't want to give out a parlay that's like plus 250. That's no fun. We got to get at least 350 or better.
Yeah, we try and juice it. But JJ, here's the thing. We have literally a sharp shooter to help the two of us. This is why we're a big three. Because the two of us are like right down the lane, powerball, a little bit of that old school square style. Raheem's in the corners catching and firing, right? So I think we're going to come up with something that really hits today, bro.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So we're taking the Celtics. The question is, are we taking the Celtics on the spread or are we going to just take them outright or are we going to mix in maybe an alternate spread?
I mean, the easiest thing to do if we're going to add in these legs is just play the money line. I mean, just lay the juice. Hold your nose and just play the money line.
Because
these other legs are going to you know, be enough.
They're going to be a disaster. Yeah. I understand that. So Raheem, if there is something that has caught your eye, anything, please, my friend.
I like the first half under. I think, you know, look, we've seen a lot of these teams start off slow. I mean, like in one game, we basically had the Miami Heat spot the Celtics a 21-0 lead. Like it was NBA 2K and they could have just given up the sticks. In game five, we saw the Celtics get held to 37 points while the Heat had 42. So I really like that first half under 102.5. That's probably one of my strongest plays for this game. I just think if Miami is going to stay in this game, it's going to be with their defense. I don't see them scoring a lot. None of these games have been track meets. I mean, when you look at the last four games, excluding game one, the Heat have been scoring just a point per possession. So give me the first half under.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how we're throwing it. Sometimes FanDuel can be a total pain in the ass when I'm trying to figure out these parlays. So once I get it in there, we could start tabulating what our odds are going to look like.
JJ, while you do that, let me ask Raheem. I had an inkling. His former colleague, you know, shout out to Action Network, Matt Moore, had a play on the Boston laying the points in the first half. And there is like a decent historical trend. Home faves in game six that are up, you know, 3-2 have this 10-6 record against the spread in the first half. You know, that's two thirds. That's in your 60-some percent range. And it's Boston -4.5 or Boston -5. Now that's a tough one if you're playing the first half under, right?
It is. But it is just because the total was so low. I mean, we're looking at 102, but I mean, this could easily be 50-40.
Sure.
fellas, I got some bad news.
What's that?
We will not be able to combine, Raheem, your first half under with the Celtics in our SGP.
Okay, that's cool.
So we'll play it separately. I have no problem riding. I'm a team player. I'm a family man. But you need to now calculate something else for us, my friend.
All right, let's do the Miami Heat team total. Under.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to. We'll see if I can combine that. We're going to find out.
I've got to probably have to play with these. Okay.
We may. I mean, again, we may have to play with this a little bit. Okay. So, Haas, you want in on Horford, correct?
I like his over at 10.5 points. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem at all going under on all of the big guys. You guys can pick whichever one you like. I also really love Jaylen Brown over 6.5 rebounds because that price is very fair.
All right. So good news. Raheem, you want under for Miami team total?
Yeah, I think it's 96.5.
96.5, we have a winner. So we can actually combine that into our SGP. Yeah. I like that. Okay, so House wants to go. What are we thinking? Jaylen Brown rebounds, House?
I do like him over 6.5 rebounds. He's had 7 or more rebounds in 4 of the 5 games in this conference finals. 8 of the 12, if you're going back to the semifinals, 8 of his 12 games, he's gone over 6.5 rebounds. So I just think, you know, if your game script is Jaylen Brown coming strong at home, being buoyed by that crowd, being all over the place and just collecting the ball as it bounces around out there, then I don't have any problem with going ahead. It's plus odds. It's plus 110 in the market right now. So I kind of like it.
Okay. And now I need to throw something in. This is annoying. I feel your pain, Raheem, because the one particular prop I wanted to get in on, I can't get in on because of the uncertainty with Hero. FanDuel doesn't want to put it up. But what do you guys think about under points for Bam? Bam has not been great in this series. I don't expect him to have a monster game 6. 16.5, guys?
I don't hate it.
I feel like I'm not getting a ringing endorsement there.
Well, the two-headed monster of Al Horford and Time Lord has really shut him down. I mean,
that's my point. I mean, if I can get that, I don't see him going off for 20-plus in this game.
I think the thing that's scary about this is, I mean, you got to remember, he did put up 18 in game 5. And he was 8 of 15 from the field. And if you're looking at the fact that everybody else is hurt, somebody's got to score.
The other thing is they play him in fourth quarters when the game really is in doubt. Like, he's collected a lot of points.
So worry about garbage time potential. You know what? That might scare me off here. That might scare me off. Then I feel like I'm going to go with my Horford. I'm going with my Horford rebounds then. Screw it. Let's ride Al. Do we have Al points? Do we have Al points in here?
We talked about Al Horford 10.5 points, but we're not going to play both. It doesn't make sense to load up on Big
Al. Here's what I got. Right,
even though he's my MVP. He is my MVP.
We got our same game parlay because the odds are actually pretty good on this. I like it a lot. Celtics to win.
Yeah.
Under 96.5 team total.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown over 6.5 rebounds.
I like that.
Al Horford over 10.5 points.
Okay. What does that pay?
Plus 595.
Oh, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at
Me
all.
Me neither. Me neither. I have to admit, Raheem, that was a lot juicier than I thought it was going to be. I thought we'd be getting like plus 375, full disclosure.
Raheem, it is our tradition on this to, now that we've come up with this, to pick which leg is the weakest. How are we going to lose this sucker?
Oh, it's an easy call because I threw in Horford last. That's going to be that's the weak link. No. And with my track record, listen, I had a good start to the NBA playoffs. The conference finals have humbled me quite a bit. They have humbled me.
Why? What sides have you been on that where you're not coming through?
Miami the other day.
Yeah. Oh,
Miami the other day.
That's just a zag. You know, you're trying to zigzag.
I know.
And it's not hard going when they're so hurt.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the weakest leg of this is probably my team total under. I say that just because I'm worried about the potential for garbage time. And this game getting ugly at the end where it's just the Celtics just booked.
Basically, the Celtics are up 20 saying, please, go ahead and make as many threes as you want in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about.
The hedge is Duncan Robinson. We got to find that Duncan
I'm telling
Robinson
you right now,
market,
whenever
JJ?
Duncan Robinson props are out, I'm firing. And I'm going to be like hooting and hollering like crazy for the Michigan man to bang some threes. But not enough to hit our team total over. We don't need that.
Well, look, we're rooting for Celtics here, right? Because we want both teams to come in next Thursday night as healthy as possible. Tatum can get over his shoulder issue potentially. Smart's ankle every one of those days between now and then, you know, Time Lord's knee and with the contraption that he's been wearing on it. But notwithstanding all of that, Raheem, what is the game script for Miami actually winning this game tonight?
The game script is, this has to be a rock fight. Like, it can't be like a high scoring game. Jimmy Butler is going to have to give you, he's got to give you 30 points. He's got to get to the free throw line a ton. Tyler Herro's going to have to give you 25. Like, they're basically going to have to get 60 points from the big three. Tyler Herro, Jimmy Butler.
So you're guessing Herro gives it a go here tonight, Raheem?
I mean, it's the season, and they don't have anybody.
I get that. He's been out the last two games, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, there was talk of him playing in game six. I think he kind of gives it a go if it's not that serious. I think also Strus has to play a lot better. I mean,
Strus was terrible. God, he was terrible the other night.
Honestly,
terrible.
If they put some Strus props up, I think you might want to go over on his threes.
Over. What do you think he's doing? Okay. Hit a couple?
I mean, who else is going to score? And it's just like, he's not nearly as bad as he's been playing. So, like, I would kind of zigzag there. But I also think the Celtics are going to have to turn the ball over. That's the way they lose this. That's the way Miami wins this game. The Celtics turn the ball over 15, 16, 17, 18 times. We know that they don't have a true point guard. So it's Miami hanging around. You're getting 60, 70 from the big three. Celtics turnovers. That's how they win this game. But I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. I just
long
don't see
story
it.
Short, they're not winning this game.
Yeah,
they're not. And if the track record of the NBA Conference Finals is going to tell us anything, this game will be over midway through the third quarter.
You know, the crazy thing I was telling, I think me and some guys at the Action were talking, and we were saying that the Celtics were the play whether they won Game 5 or lost Game 5.
I agree with that.
And now that they won Game 5, this line has gone up.
Well,
so
you would have
high.
Gotten this line with a Miami win at actually what, like 6-8? It wouldn't have been that much lower.
It would have been
still
about
expected
been like,
a 7-game series. It'd
been like
series.
7. It'd been like minus 7, which is cool. But I think once you get up to like 8.5, 9, that's why you're starting to see some resistance in the market. Because at some point, it's this desperation spot for Miami.
Fellas, this was fun. Raheem, welcome aboard. And hopefully your welcome gift is not like a bottle of champagne or a little bourbon. It's cash in a four-legger. And then you could have the bourbon afterwards, okay?
Okay, let's get it.
Haas, doesn't that sound like a plan? Cash the parlay and then sip a little bit afterwards?
A nice bottle, because we'll be able to afford it at plus 595. Let's go, boys.
Let's get it.
For Raheem Palmer and Joe Haas, JJ signing off. Wargon, excellent job. We are back Tuesday to preview the NBA Finals. And spoiler alert, we won't be talking about a Game 7 on Sunday. Spoiler alert. Boys are out. You're good, everybody.